Hey, Justin. Guys kind of start up slow and give up some big plays, but what really changed there and allowed you guys to clamp down and hold UTSA at bay there the rest of the game after that first quarter kind of?
Just on the sideline, we all just told each other to wake up, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be an easy game. You know, they're going to come in here fired up, ready to go, and they did. So it was kind of like a wake-up call, but we got it together and started stopping some big explosive plays and got the win. So
stay on the right with Gabe.
He says, Stu, two things. Number one, the rush defense, which was much improved today, allowed 93 yards on the ground, and then also four sacks and 10 tackles for loss. A lot of pressure in their backfield as well.
Was that a question? I'm sorry. Can you take us through that? Both of them. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, we were just trying to cause pressure on number 10. He was like a dual threat. He could throw it. He could run it. Every time he found space in the middle, he would always gash it and try to get some yardage. So we, as the game went on, we started to figure that out and started to stop him.
We'll go all the way to TV row to Daryl.
Justin, to save her from having to walk back here again, I got two questions for you. First, can you kind of talk about becoming bowl eligible? And then, obviously, you want to build on that, but picking up your sixth win today.
Yeah, picking up a sixth win is huge. You know, we're bowl eligible. Coach Fisher just got done talking about that. It's a great feeling, but, you know, we're not done. We're not satisfied. We're going to have this bye week, you know what I'm saying, take care of our bodies, tighten up things in practice that need to be tightened up, and get ready to play South Carolina in 2 weeks.
And then kind of bouncing off that, you know, you talked about it a little bit, but the bye week, the second one you've had this season, how are you guys getting into that? And, you know, what do you feel like that you really need to work on to get ready for the last push with South Carolina, Georgia, and LSU?
Yeah, we're just getting into it by just, you know, going to stretch and stride tomorrow, doing the little things right, making sure we're taking care of our bodies, eating well. Conditioning's huge now. What you put in your body is huge now. You know, it's starting to get cold, so people are starting to get a little thicker, and you have to make sure that you handle your business on and off the field. And you know, I forgot your second question. I think it was okay. All right,
we'll go back to Gabe over here on the right.
What can you tell us about how far DeMarvin Leal's come over these last few weeks?
Yeah, DeMarvin, he's doing great. You know, Mike had I don't know what it was, but he was out, and Marv stepped on in. He's made some big tackles, some big plays. You know, he's my roommate every time we go out to a game, so he always asks me intelligent questions. You know, he's a young sponge, ready to soak in knowledge of the game, and it's a great thing for him. You know, I feel like sky's the limit for him, but you know, I tell him this all the time. He's always eager to get plays. I'll just tell him, just take it one day at a time and just do your job, and it will just come to you in due time. So,
go to the left side to Justin.
Justin, they're back. McCormick had a couple runs, but for the most part, you bottled them up after giving up, you know, 230 on the ground the last 2 weeks. What was different today? What was better against the run?
Like I said earlier, I just believe that everybody was just talking on the sideline after that first touchdown, and we were just like, bro, we need to wake up, like, right now. You know, we're better than this. You know, we can't allow this. You know, our expectations are higher than this. So everybody just bought in, and everybody just started making plays all around the field and doing their job. And, you know, obviously UTSA, they saw that, and, you know, they didn't know what to do at that point. So as long as we keep doing that and believe in each other, we can just, yeah.
Okay. Last question, Big O.
Do you have any theory or thoughts on why y'all kind of got off to a slow start then?
I don't know. Maybe early game, you know, people are still dragging from sleep. I don't know what it was. But, you know, we got it going after the first drive. You know, we shouldn't have let that happen, but we did. And how you respond to things is what matters, and we responded well, and we got the win. So we just got to – ice up, stem up, make sure our bodies are right, and, you know, keep it pushing for the bye week.